early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town with a brand new style. She was just passing through, but if things work out, she's gonna stay.
Fred, take a look at this leaky pipe. I've been trying to tighten it, but it's rusted solid.
Oh, I'm sorry about the time, but the snooze alarm on my clock just didn't go off.
Hey, how come you're late?
I can't help it. I got a busted snoozer.
Be nice to her, Mel. That could be very painful.
Come on, give me a break. I'm trying to get off to Vegas for a couple of days. You girls are going to run this place. You're going to have to be here on time.
Okay, it's all fixed. No trouble with them frozen pies.
Fred, one other favor. My car is parked in the back. Now, why don't you take it over there to your place and lock it up, okay? Fred, okay?
Huh? Oh, sure, Mel, sure.
Fred, let me give you a piece of advice. Stay away from Flo. She'll run you ragged. She sent more guys to the showers than Vince Lombardi. Now, here. Here's a car key. Wait a minute. I think you better clean up first.
All right.
Would you like for me to tidy up that precious car of yours while you're away? Sort of dust some of that face powder off the upholstery?
You stay away from my car.
You're so crazy about that antique of yours. How come you're not taking it with you instead of Floyd's car? Just the two of you going in it.
That's right, but he's got a much bigger car. There's more room in the back seat for the suitcases we're taking.
I get it. Mel's diner. What? Oh, just a second. I'll ask him. Are you all packed and ready?
Who is that? Is that Floyd?
No, I think it's one of the suitcases.
Alice, pick up.
Yellow.
Vera, I said steak and eggs, not cake and eggs.
Yeah, I think I can pick you up in about 5 minutes. All right. Floyd promised a couple of girls that he'd give them a ride to Vegas with us.
You mean you're going to take them across the state line?
Floyd's girls, they're lucky if they make it past the bug inspection station.
Yes. Okay, I'll see you girls Friday.
Okay.
And, Alice, remember, cook up the stale stuff first.
What's to remember? That's all we got.
Alice, give my car keys to Fred. Don't let anybody touch the car. You are held responsible. You understand?
Yes, sir. I am held responsible. Oh!
What?
Do me a favor.
What?
Play this in a slot machine.
Okay.
Okay.
Good luck.
Yeah. Have a good trip.
Give our love to your suitcases. Woohoo! For the next 5 days, I'm going to enjoy totally unrestricted freedom.
You're not going to wear a girdle?
Vera, what is this? I said eggs over easy.
Oh, I thought you said extra greasy.
I was going to ask you about something.
What's the matter, Fred? You see something on me that needs fixing?
I was just thinking, you know, the VFW dance is going to be next Saturday night. And I was kind of wondering, well, maybe you, if you didn't have nothing, well, I better be going. I'll come back later in case you change your mind.
Steak and eggs.
What took you so long? You have to go out and catch the cow?
No. But getting it to lay the eggs was a real trick.
Oh, Fred was trying to get up nerve to invite me to go to the dance with him Saturday night.
Where is he? I'm supposed to give him Mel's car key.
He'll be back. But I couldn't go with him no ways, because one of my big numbers is in town this weekend. You remember Roy? That 6'6" yummy with that dimple in his chin just like Kirk Douglas. Drives that new purple Eldorado.
Oh, yeah, the prayer book salesman.
Well, this weekend, one of his prayers just might get answered. Oh, dadgummit. I left my cosmetics case up at Mary Lou Hornsby's house last night. I better go over there and get that.
Hey, give me that key. I'm responsible for Mel's car.
Well, I'm sure Mel will let me drive it.
Let you drive it? He won't even let you dust it.
Alice, all my perfumes and toilet waters is in that case, and if I don't get them from Mary Lou, she'll use them all up. Now, I'll be back in a minute.
No, that's not fair, Flo. I'm responsible.
Alice, pick up.
Oh,
what's the matter with Flo?
Oh, she's all worried about a toilet water.
She should put one of those little blue things in it.
Hiya, Tom. I'm sorry, Alice. I forgot to get Mel's car.
Oh, well, Flo took it, but she'll be back soon. She had to get some things for the dance Saturday.
You mean she's gonna go with me? She's gonna go with me, yeah, me go!
All right, all right!
Woo-hoo. I'm going down to the tailor's. I'm gonna take my blue serge suit and get the lapels widened, yeah!
Cheer up, Fred.
I'm back.
Good. Let's have that car key. Bent, this wouldn't fit Mel's car.
It would now.
No, what the hell happened?
Well, I can't quite remember everything, but I suppose we'll hear it from the police.
The police?
Well, they were there to hold back the crowd. There's always a crowd.
You better start all over again.
Well, I was coming back from Mary Lou's, and there was this old rat-trap pickup truck stopped at a red light, and I didn't quite slow down enough, so I just sort of bumped him from behind.
Did it damage Mel's car?
No, not a bit. There was a teenage boy driving the truck, and he never even noticed.
Okay, gee, you had me worried. All that talk about police and a crowd?
There is a little bit more to it. You see, my front bumper got hooked up over his trailer hitch. And when that light changed, that turkey took off, and that souped-up truck just dragging me right along with him.
Well, couldn't you let him know? He could blow your horn.
Well, I did, but it didn't do no good. It seemed like it sort of made him mad to think that I was trying to pass him, so that every time I blew my horn, he just speeded up all the more. Oh, Alice, it was like a nightmare. That old truck just tearing down the street, and Mel's old car just chasing after it, hooting and honking. Must have looked like mating season in an auto junkyard.
Did it damage Mel's car?
No, there wasn't a scratch on it.
All right.
Till we hit that curb. Then my bumper unhooked and I just went flying off towards that roadside stand on Elm Street.
The one that has all the Mexican pottery?
The one that had all the Mexican. I just kept going straight on through right to Front Street.
You can't. That's a dead-end street. You can't get from Elm Street to Front Street.
You can now.
Where is Mel's car?
It's on Front Street, between 6th and 9th.
That's three blocks.
I left a little bit on each block.
Oh, Flo, you know how Mel loves that car. How are we going to explain this to him?
Depreciation.
What's the matter?
Oh, Flo's toilet water finally hit the fan.
Well, I had Arnie Baker tow it off. He said he'd be right over here with a repair estimate.
I never should have let you have that key. It's all my fault.
No, now, Sugar, that's ridiculous. It's all my fault.
No, it's my fault.
How can it be your fault?
I'm not sure, but I just hate being left out of things.
Oh, here comes Arnie now.
Arnie! What's with the car?
Car? Oh, so that's what it was.
down, honey, please. It can't be that bad.
I've been picking up wrecks for 20 years. It's the first time I had to make 3 trips.
Barney, I couldn't help it. It was that truck driver's fault. I never had no bumper get hooked up over the back of a truck before.
He should be arrested for driving too close to the car behind him.
Wow.
Arnie, how much is it going to cost? Now, it's a very old car, Arnie, and it's not worth very much.
But it's important to us, so we'd be willing to go, $50 or $60 even. Is that right, Alice?
If it takes that.
Sorry, ladies. Times 10, at least.
You mean $600?
Arnie, that price is ridiculous.
Yeah, and you ain't just gotta pay me. That little Mexican gal is real mad. She hasn't got one pot left.
When you get through with us, Arnie, we won't have a pot either.
Wait a second, I got it. Insurance. Mel must have had insurance.
Not collision. I checked his policy. It was in the glove compartment. Well, you let me know if you want me to do the work. Here's my card.
Thanks a lot.
Here, Flo. And the way you drive, you need a few.
That's cute, Arnie.
I get about $20.
I got about 10.
I just got my tax refund check. I'll throw in the whole $12.
$42. That's terrific. When Mel hears about his car, that's not going to pay for the Band-Aids.
What if we tell him the car was recalled? By Ralph Nader.
We gotta find somebody who will do $600 worth of work for $42.
Oh, here comes Lover Boy. Tell him that I went moose hunting.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, Alice.
I got it. Fred's the answer. He can fix anything. He's a genius with his hands.
Well, I wouldn't know. I never went out with him.
I bet he'd do it for you, Flo.
If he did, he'd be expecting to take me to the dance Saturday night. Alice, now I can't do that.
Well, we're desperate. He's not a bad guy.
No, now don't be asking me to hold hands with Tiny Tim when I'm be fighting for my honor with Kirk Douglas.
Better Fred than dead.
I suppose so. After all, I am the wreckie. I feel funny about asking him, though.
I'll do the selling. You just keep the showroom open.
Hiya, Fred.
Hi, Alice. Where's Flo?
Fred, sit. We got a problem.
I know. You don't want to go with me. Heck, I expected it. Every time I ask a cute girl to go out with me, she looks at me like I was something broke out on her face.
No, she wants to go to the dance.
Oh, great.
The thing is that she busted up Mel's car.
Well, no problem. We can go in my truck.
No, Fred, you don't understand. The problem is we got to get the car fixed before Friday when Mel gets back. And Flo is so upset about the whole thing that she wouldn't enjoy herself at the dance.
Well, maybe I could fix it if it ain't too much to be done.
Oh, we'd all appreciate it very much, Fred. We can't begin to afford Arnie's garage.
Holy cow. No wonder. I mean, this is a whole reassemble job.
It would mean an awful lot to Flo.
But I ain't got
this. She's got a dress for the dance, strapless.
Hi, Big Fred.
I'll fix it. Hi. Hey, Alice was just telling me about your new dress.
Oh, it's nothing.
That's what she said.
Listen, it's a big job, Fred. Arnie wants $600 for it, but we only have 42.
Heck, I can do it for that.
Let me level with you. You're a terrific guy. If you can't fix the car, we'll still be good friends.
Alice.
Oh.
Well, let me level with you guys, too. Heck, I know that Flo here probably got a lot of invites to that dance. And, well, if she wants to go with someone else, heck, I'll understand, and I'll still fix the car for you.
Fred, that settles it. You and me's gonna tear that dance hall apart Saturday night, and I'm gonna think up some fringe benefits just for you.
No. Oh, take me now, Lord, I'm happy.
Well, we solved the problem. The car's gonna be fixed before Friday so we can all relax and enjoy Mel's vacation.
Mel, they did turn you back at the bug station.
What are you doing here?
I lost my date. I went to pick her up and she had the mumps. That's all I need is the mumps.
Oh, I had the mumps once. It was the only time I ever had a figure.
But you can get another date, a man of your appearance. You can get another date.
Well, I'm going to get... What are you so anxious about?
I think you should go on the vacation.
I'm going. Floyd's girlfriend's going to get me another girl. So, how are things over here?
Everything's better being just single.
Good.
Who is Mouse Diner?
Floyd really fixed me up with a hot tamale this time.
No, Mel, can I speak to you for a minute, Mel?
Buenos dias. I am Mel.
Aha, no me digas. Te voy a matar, bandido. Te voy a tu automóvil. Tú sabes, no tengo negocio por tu automóvil. No tengo nada por tu automóvil. And buenos dias to you, mister.
They've all been very upset since the peso was devalued.
Hey, what was she talking about? Automobile. Automobile means car, doesn't it?
Listen, why don't you get ready and go to Floyd's, huh?
Because Floyd is going to meet me here.
But you can take a cab and save him a trip.
Oh, you could drive there in your car. If you wait till Friday.
Why would I wait till Friday?
Because you told Fred to lock up your car till then, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Here's your dress, Mom. Flo's jewels will be ready in time for the dance.
Thanks, honey.
Oh, you're going to dance? Where are you going?
Fred!
You're going to the big shindig with that little goonie bird?
Well, he asked me.
So did the whole highway patrol. Why Fred?
Well, he turns me on.
Fred couldn't turn anybody on using every wrench he's got.
Why don't you hear the dime? Why don't you go and call? Floyd.
Wait. Is my car key? What is my car key doing here if Fred has my car?
That's a very good question.
Yes, it is. And here's the answer. Because when Fred locked up the car, he brought the key over here. Right? Right.
You sure my car is okay?
What would be wrong with your car?
I don't know. Just that I have a feeling that somebody isn't telling me the truth.
Oh, that's one thing you don't have to worry about with my mom. She never lies. She's a regular female George Washington. It's a drag.
Oh, okay. It's just that when it comes to my car, I just get very, very touchy.
Oh, boy, is that Tommy Smart? He really got us off the hook.
Yeah, but he really believes me.
Yeah, isn't that sweet?
Oh, Flo, I feel about this big.
Now, honey, don't get upset. All you did was tell a little fib that made everything better for everybody.
I've told so many fibs today, I'm up to hearing it. I'd like to try the truth for a change. I'm going to give it a shot with Mel.
Then you won't be able to teach your kid anything because he'll be an orphan.
It'll be all right. Mel's a reasonable man.
Alice?
Flo, I think I can have an adult talk with him, you know? Mel?
Yeah.
Did I mention that there was an accident with your car? Nothing important, but it's broken.
Is anybody hurt?
No, Mel, nobody was hurt.
Oh, thank goodness. What? My car!
What's going on?
Your mother just signed up to be a kamikaze pilot. You see, Mel's car is not all right. I smashed it. And we were trying to keep it from him until we could get it fixed.
You mean Mom was lying?
No, now she was just stretching the truth a little. But she didn't want to set a bad example for you, so now she's in there blabbing the whole thing to Mel.
Oh, you girls are really something, really something. I turn my back for 1 minute and you wrecked everything I own.
Mel, I told you, we'll fix everything and we're going to pay for it all.
Every stinking cent, Alice. And Flo, you wrecked my automobile. The worst part of it is... you guys were lying to me.
Well, Mel, we just thought it'd be better all the way around.
It's never better when you're lying. The only way you can get along in this world is by telling the truth, like George Washington told the truth, like I tell the truth. And Alice, if you can't set a good example for that boy, well, maybe I can. All right. I'm going down to see Fred to see what's going on with my car. Tell Floyd to pick me up over there, and please, don't wreck my diner.
Would have been all right if you just had some collision insurance.
Who can afford it? I've got liability and medical. Medical. Flo, you don't look so good.
I don't.
After the crash, doesn't your back hurt?
No. Strongest thing about me is my back.
You obviously have whiplash. Don't you feel a numbness from the neck down?
Mel, do you feel a numbness from the neck up?
What do I have to do? Draw a picture for you? I'm talking about whiplash. It's worth $1,000. We could split two ways.
Mel, that isn't right.
Okay, we'll split three ways.
Give my best to the boys at Valley Forge, George.
Mama, why don't you know I admire what you did?
Oh, thanks, honey. See, Flo, I did good. Tommy learned from this, huh?
I never knew you could lie that good.
Would you like to adopt a 12-year-old kid, Flo?